Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become a writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Today, I want to talk about discovering your creative potential that we all have this inside of us. Okay. So I don't want you to feel left out like, this isn't for me. I promise this is for you. Because there's some consequences to not discovering this part of you. You're going to miss opportunities, opportunities for your personal growth, opportunities for self-expression, opportunities for innovation, creativity. This is where we get that, you know, the problem solving skills we have, we get that boost of confidence. And these are things that are going to lead to that more fulfilling side of life. Without tapping into this, you're probably feeling stuck in a routine, stuck in old patterns. And there's not any hope for discovering new possibilities. So the benefits are going to far outweigh that idea of just being stuck and feeling like you're in a rut. So we want to experience that fulfillment. And this is what unlocking your potential leads to, not just in creativity, but your potential as a human as a whole. I mean, we are here for this human experience. We want to feel all the things. So let's put our best foot forward and make the best of this journey. The cemetery is the most expensive place on the planet because there are millions of dollars worth of ideas that have just been buried with people and their regret. That's going to cost you everything. So not tapping into your creative side leads to that regret. If your life was to play back right now and give you a highlight reel, are you going to feel good with that? Do you feel fulfilled, or are you just half-assing it and in denial of what you can really do? When you really tap into discovering your inner potential, this is where we are embracing the idea that we can get outside of our comfort zone and grow as a person. This is where we can make that shift to significant personal growth and development. Part of the price in this life, it is the law of nature. It's crazy because just in my experience of reading the Bible, I see a lot of this in what is taught in the New Testament with Jesus and his disciples and everybody that's talking about him. It is about making that contribution. It is about you waking up into that awareness and coming into the present moment and being able to set the bar for other people around you. It is one of those, like, if they can, I can kind of deals. You are meant to show someone else the way, and you can't do that unless you get there. So it's about your contribution, okay? Because you have unique talents, you have great abilities, and they're all worthy of, you know, a positive impact on the world around you, whether it's going to be through your work, maybe your relationships, or any creative endeavor, ideally. But when you're embracing your potential, this leads to innovation. You're going to have ideas and solutions that don't only benefit you, but they benefit other people as well. One of my favorite words that's been standing out to me for the past week or two is resilience. When you know and utilize your potential, this is how you cultivate resilience, because you are navigating challenges and setbacks with a whole different level of determination, and discovering, even just taking a chance to explore your potential, this brings out your self-awareness. It's going to deepen the understanding you have of yourself. This includes like your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, your passions, your core beliefs. Discovering your inner potential, this is how we live that meaningful and fulfilling life, personally and professionally. And whether you choose to believe this or not, there is creativity lurking within you, within all of us. There isn't anyone that doesn't have a level of creativity inside of them. This is not just the ability to draw a picture or write a poem or, you know, color in a coloring book, which is how I spent my morning, and I couldn't ask for a better start to the day. Creativity is just, it's thinking in a unique way. When you approach any situation, as long as you keep thinking of new ways to solve problems, this is you thinking creatively. So if you're looking, let's get into some tips for discovering your inner creative potential. And I know this first one is going to be a shocker to you guys, because you're going to be like, where did that come from? Why would she be talking about that? It is to do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. You may already have an idea of what you like to do creatively, but we let things like the fear of failure keep us from trying these things. But you guys, we know for a fact, what we know to be true is that the only failure is if you give up before you start. So what if you fall flat on your face? I know words. What if people are judging you? Listen, bitch, I'm going to tell you a little secret, okay? There's always going to be someone judging you, and there's always going to be someone talking about you, okay? Always. There is no getting out of that. If you don't do shit, they're going to talk about that. If you do shit, they're going to talk about that. We don't care about those people. They're not going to be there when your life flashes before your eyes, and they're not going to be a pivotal part of what happens to you in every other lifetime. When you get to sit back and see your highlight reel, they will have nothing to do with that. This is about you and getting to the core of that. Shut out all the noise, everything outside of you. Just shut it out. You don't need permission. We don't care about judgment. We don't care what other people think. We do what makes us happy. And I know, you guys, I put up a post yesterday because starting at ground zero is tough. And a lot of people took this, you know, they're like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm starting at ground zero. I let go of a lot of things that were pulling me on a path that wasn't meant for me. A lot. So I feel like this is my first day. And that's not fun. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. There's a lot of discomfort in this space. But the only way I have failed is if I don't keep going. If I'm not willing to have a day one for the rest of my life, then what am I even doing? What is the point? It is true. This human experience that you're in right now, you only get to do this once. There's not a reset button. So when you can embrace that attitude of you only live once, and I'm not talking about being reckless and ridiculous, I'm saying living as in being in this current moment, being present in your body, being present in this awareness, being available to the people in your life. What is the point? Is your highlight reel going to be that thing that says, oh, I didn't have time for my passions. I didn't have time for my family. I didn't have time for shit. I just did the things. You're not going to be happy with that. It doesn't matter what the outside noise says. If you enjoy what you do, do it. I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, just go. You know, my son he has a great voice. He loves to sing. I'm like, do you have to start a band? You have to start a band. And he's like, it's not lucrative. It's not lucrative. I'm like, baby, do what you love. It doesn't matter. Everything comes. Like, there's something about this world that is influencing him that chasing your dream isn't the way to go. It's that 9 to 5. And trust me, it's against everything I believe in and everything I try to teach them. And that's part of why teaching at home is the hardest. Literally, it's in the Bible 100 times. Jesus did not go back and teach at home because there was so much resistance. And I'm telling you, your kids are your biggest haters. And they judge each other. And they tell each other what they should and shouldn't do. And that's what it's like. They're building up that thick skin, I guess, because someday they're going to find themselves in this position to do whatever they want. And anything is possible. Anything is possible. I literally saw a video yesterday of this kid. He said, they told me I couldn't play drums, and they told me I couldn't paint pictures. And this fool was painting with his drum set, like had canvases all around him, and he poured paint on the drums, and he just started making music, and he was making paintings, doing both. It is that idea when people are telling you not to do something, maybe that's the thing you should try. Unless we're talking about driving off a bridge, then of course, don't do it, babe. Don't do it. Do the crazy shit. Try things. You are only here once. That's it. And you've got to keep trying. You have to stop being afraid of a day one. Maybe you think your true calling is filmmaking. This is something I'm experiencing with my college girl, okay? She's in college for film production. And her work is great, but her experiences haven't been that great. So does she give up, or does she learn from this and keep going? I mean, stay tuned, because I don't know the answer to that. But the point is, it doesn't matter about the experience if she loves it, because if she continues to cultivate this part of her life, then opportunities are going to present themselves that are going to improve a situation. It's a matter of collecting the things in life that we don't like so we can keep focusing on the things we do. She has a standard now of what's acceptable and not acceptable on a film set. That's it. And so she gets to decide what she wants to do, and she has a boundary. She has a standard. Or is she going to give up? Because my answer, it's obvious. You're going to pick yourself up and keep learning. If you really love to do this, it's going to take practice. My 9-year-old this morning is drawing lips, and she's like, I'm just not good at it. And I'm like, baby, what does it take to get good at something? And she wrote the word practice right below her set of lips. And I'm saying she did amazing. But if you want to get good at something, you have to practice. You have to continue to learn what you're doing. Take another class. Go create a film on your own. As long as you love what you're doing, learning, and practicing, you create your own version of success. And you can't stop thinking. I mean, our brains don't ever stop thinking, but you need to be thinking new thoughts, new solutions, new ideas, okay? Especially when you're surrounded in mundane situations. And I feel that. I feel that lure of, like, you know, there. You could see my life one of two ways. It's either incredibly mundane. I wake up and I'm a slave to my babies. Okay. Set routine. I do the things. It's kind of predictable, but I have some magic. Or you can see the perspective of, I have magic and I get to hang out with my kids all day. You could see that. And in those mundane situations, if my perspective is just like, oh, I'm here with the kids, guess what I'm doing? I'm laying around on my phone, distracted, not happy, not creating, not thinking. I'm not doing anything. And that means I'm not creating for you. I'm not here serving you. I'm in my own head and I've given up. You can't just accept that things are done a certain way. You expand your thinking. You come up with new ways to do things. Even old things. Think about new ways to do the old things. Like, what are some things that I've done that really sparked a fire in me outside of, you know, working outside of home? What were the things that I love to do? And I do that, and I just get better on it, and I improve it in a way that's, you know, gonna benefit everyone around me. And when you follow what truly inspires you, creativity just comes along for the ride. That's it. Like, say you want to, you know, start a business, and it doesn't sound creative on its own, especially if it's type of business that already exists, but your inspiration will spark your creativity as you decide how your business will stand out. And this is something that I love to work with women on, especially when I am trying to get them to focus on personal branding. Everybody has a business. Either you're in marketing or you're in whatever. And I guarantee I'm in a marketing business, and you can go to any of my social media pages right now and you're not going to see me posting about the company. Absolutely nothing about the company, because that's not what it should be about. It's not about selling the company. It's about me selling who I am with tools that are going to help you become more of who you are. And that's how you stand out. It's not a business that stands out. It's how you serve your people and who you are as a person that helps you stand out. This is how people can make it in a saturated market. And you've really got to just find this, place in your life where you can stay calm. You're not going to continually throw yourself in situations where you feel overly stressed or uptight, because most people do their best creative thinking in a calm environment. Absolutely. And I feel like one of the best places for me is when I'm doing my stupid outdoor workout for 75 hard. I'm going to say that has been my best creative time right now. I am getting downloads and downloads and downloads for, all of the possibilities of what I can do and how I can expand my own brand, how I can expand the podcast. It's the best conversation I've had. I don't put my headphones on. It is just me with my brain out in nature for 45 minutes. Okay. Very creative, very peaceful. I get all the downloads. Okay. There is only one way to really discover if your ideas are going to be successful. And that means you just make a plan and follow through with it. And I get that a lot of people get stuck on ideas. And if you feel like that is you and you can relate to that, there are things you can do, different approaches you can take to be able to navigate through this, like taking a break, stepping away from whatever you're going through, whatever problem there is, getting outside of that. I mean, isn't that the answer to life? Get outside of your problems. You get a new perspective. You get a whole different level of clarity. Brainstorming is great. Generate a list, write it down, pull in potential solutions, ideas, whatever that is, make the list. Quantity can lead to quality. Okay. You've got to look for inspiration. Find what it is you want to do and who you want to become, and find people that have done that and soak up that inspiration. Look at other sources, okay, for new ideas. And you have to experiment. You have to experiment. If you don't try it, you're never going to know. And it's not about, well, so-and-so said this didn't work for them, because here we are again taking, what someone has done, not knowing where they were, what chapter of their life they were in, what version of themselves showed up to complete the task. Literally, what worked for me 7 years ago isn't what I would do now, but it worked for me 7 years ago. So if someone came to me today and they were like, hey, how should I do this? I would give them, if it was their day one, I'd give them version of Brandon 7 years ago. I would say, this is where you start. Do I wish there was a secret hack to skip the steps? Yes, but there's not. There's absolutely not. You have to try things for yourself. Don't just take other people's word for it, okay? And then you want to break the problem down into smaller bites, right? It's like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? We're not skipping the staircase. You've got to just take this step by step. And embrace the fact that you're going to fuck up, okay? There is going to be setbacks, and this is a natural part of the creative process, and it's a learning opportunity. It is not a chance for you to throw your hands up and say, that's it, I'm fucked, it's over, it's done, I give up, okay? Giving up is for bitches and not the kind I love, okay? We don't give up around here, that's it. You have to be willing to get feedback. Sharing your ideas and getting feedback is how I can always see a different perspective. And just being open-minded so that you can discover your inner potential. There is creativity inside of you. It is literally just waiting for you to be willing to tap into it. And if you have a passion in life, you can bring creativity to that passion. I don't care if it's stamp collecting, okay? You can make that creative. Maybe, come up with a new design or whatever that is. There is always something. Just be creative and be willing to discipline yourself enough to set aside at least a few minutes every day for some freedom to be creative. You might find it hard at first, but before you know it, the ideas will be flowing. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. This is Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging.